Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in for Jerry today and the rest of this week. The phone number, if you would like to be a part of the show, 888-455-1360. Okay, one more time, I'm going to throw something out there. This is an experiment. And if this has happened to you, and if this is something that you would like to talk about, I invite you. Have you ever had your bank debit card terminated because you were traveling? All of a sudden, you're out traveling, and you see that hula hoop girl thing, you know, that you can mount on your dashboard, and you're like, oh, I have to have this. I must have this from my travels from here in Fargo, South Dakota. I have to have the hula hoop chick as a souvenir. And you put it on the counter, you hand them your card, you swipe it through the machine, and declined. You call the bank, and you find out, well, I'm sorry, sir. You're traveling, and we're doing this for your protection. We've declined your card and shut it off until we can verify that it's you doing all the traveling. Has that ever happened to you? Because if it has, I've got some ideas. If it's no big deal, if it's not something you want to talk about, then that's fine. I understand. But if it is something that's happened to you, 888-455-1360. Okay. We move now to an update on border security. Fox News ran a story that says one of the Transportation and Security Administration has been very strongly denying accusations that they have allowed illegal immigrants to board American jetliners without proper identification. What harm could come from that? I mean, you and I, we have to take off our shoes, our belt, we have to give a blood sample, we have to assume the position and allow the TSA to give us the blue glove treatment, we have to have our identification, our boarding pass, we have to go through the scanners, and then we have to endure the dirty looks of the gate agent when we ask, can I be moved to the bulkhead? That's because we're American citizens. But apparently, if you're an illegal alien, you get a piece of paper called a notice to appear. That's for your hearing, your deportation hearing. And that means you can get on an airliner. That's awesome. Seriously, what harm could come from that? The National Border Patrol Council, a union representing thousands of Border Patrol agents, is accusing the TSA of letting illegals board airplanes with a notice to appear document instead of a passport or official government ID cards. Union leaders say illegals were allowed to board jetliners without proper identification at airports in El Paso and Laredo, Texas. The story was apparently first reported by Breitbart News, and of course, we have heard many commentaries from Todd Starnes that said that this has been happening. I want you to know, however, that while this may be going on, there is a place, there is a border that is quite secure, and we're going to get to that. But first, John out on the road took me up on my debit card issue. John, for calling in, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I just wondered, you had asked the question if this has ever happened to you, and the answer to that is yes, it happens to me every time I travel, including my wife, unless I call the bank that has the debit card ahead of time and right. Let them know that I'm going to be traveling outside of the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
It happens every time.
How long has this been going on for you?
Oh, probably a year. I did some international travel here a year ago, and obviously you have to call your credit card companies and let them know that you're going to be traveling out of town. And I've just gotten used to it that every time I travel now, I call all my credit card companies and let them know where I'm going to be and what my potential stopping points might be that I could use my cards, just so that okay. They don't deny. It happened to my wife in New Zealand that she wasn't able to use her credit cards at all when we were traveling there. So
right,
yeah, it happens all the time.
Do you find the requirement that you have to call the financial institution and, in essence, get permission yep. to use your money while you travel, do you find that to be objectionable?
Well, it is, but the challenge that you have, Seth, is that it's their credit card. Even though it's your money, it's their credit card and it's their terms. So you have to abide by their terms, and if they say, well, we're doing this just to protect your own safety, how can you argue that? when all it takes before you leave is just a simple phone call that says, hey, look, I'm going to be traveling. I don't want you to shut off my cards. I want to be able to use them like that. Is that an inconvenience? Absolutely. Is it necessary? Well, given today's environment of you know, identity theft, I think that it's probably something that we're just going to have to learn how to live with in the future. So,
do you think there's a better way to do it than just if you happen to take off and travel and forget to call, than just shutting your card off to where you are, you know, stuck possibly without assets? Do you think there's a better way to do it than just shutting the card off?
Well, I'm sure there is. I would think that they having as many people as they have working for them, it probably wouldn't be that difficult for them to make a quick phone call. They know what all my phone numbers are. They've had them for mm-hmm. a long time. They certainly should know what yours are and say, hey, we got a transaction trying to take place here in Kansas City. Are you there? Are you doing that? Mm-hmm. That would be a reasonable way of handling it. I don't know what their argument would be to that, but that seems to me like an easy way. I have not heard of any other alternative methods. Do you have a suggestion in mind?
I do, and I'm going to get to that as soon. And John, thanks for calling in. We're going to talk to Bob here in Wausau next, and we're going to gather some phone calls, get some ideas, and then, yeah, I think maybe I have an alternative. Bob, thanks for calling. What happened to you?
Yeah, well, I actually had a good experience because of this. I did not have my credit stopped while I was traveling, but about 2 years ago, I got a phone call from my credit card company asking if I had tried to buy some teddy bears in Michigan and also a plane ticket to Istanbul, Turkey. And fortunately, they got to me, and you know, the credit card company got to me and was able to verify whether I'd made these purchases or not, which I had not. But you know, I'm in this day and age, I don't know what the answer is. I appreciate, you know, the caller just before me here. You know, maybe we need to let our credit card people know, you know, somewhat what we're doing so they can verify these expenses. Because yeah. with identity theft and everything so prevalent now.
It is a problem that does need to be addressed. And I will acknowledge, I do appreciate the bank saying that they're looking out for our interest, but the truth of the matter is they're looking out for their own interest. Most credit cards and debit cards,
they're on the hook for our
yes
debt.
Yeah, they're on the hook for it. We aren't. Most of the banks have a protection that usually there's a small amount you may have to be responsible for, if any at all. But if fraud is reported quickly within a reasonable amount of time, they take the hit, not us. Bob, thank you very much for calling in. Let's go to Daryl, who's out traveling about. Daryl, what happened to you?
So, yeah, we were traveling out in South Dakota, and we bought one thing at a Target and then tried to buy something, but 5 minutes later, and the card was canceled.
Now, was it the explanation was given to you? Was it because you made a purchase at Target?
No, it was actually turned out to be a good thing, because we'd found out that somebody had got a credit card number.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the expiration date or the security code, but every week there was an attempt to put a $5 gift certificate on from Best Buy on our card that kept mailing every week.
So the person that stole your card information was a big spender.
Yeah, you would think $5 would be, you know, I'd go for something a little bit bigger than that myself, but...
Well, I guess they were testing it to see if they get away with $5. They probably were going to go for that big 52-inch flat panel next.
Right.
All right, Daryl.
There was another heard somebody else tried purchasing something from some online store as well, but I don't know if that was the same person, but they actually had the date. They just didn't have the security code to get through.
Okay. Daryl, thank you. I appreciate you calling in and letting us know. See, this is the thing that I was going to hit on. If you have the card in your hand, especially if you're using it as a debit card, there's two bits of security information. First of all, if the computer says, hey, there might be some fraudulent activity, then the clerk could be notified, hey, I'm going to need to see the card, or what's your security code, something of that nature. Or remember, if you're using it as a debit card, you got to have a PIN number. It's your own secret little code. All right, let's talk to Tom in Wisconsin Rapids. Tom, thanks for calling in. What happened to you?
Well, what happened was there was a fraudulent charge made out in Brooklyn, and they declined my card at a local store here. So it was a situation where a transaction had taken place using my number, and then they canceled the card. And I'm locally here, and they say, well, you're canceled. And I said, well, why can't the credit card company call me and say, until we get this verified, you can't use your card? Because it had been about a 12-hour difference in time. They could have just called us and said, was this yours? But they never did that, and you're kind of embarrassed standing in line locally when people know you. Oh, you're declined.
Yes, and this is why, this is exactly why I'm bringing this subject up, because... Tom, thanks for calling in. This is the main reason I'm bringing this up. There is a better way to do this than having their customers, the bank's customers, you and me, being embarrassed because our cards are declined. Bob in Manitowoc, what happened to you?
Well, it didn't actually happen to me. I wanted to clarify something that was spoken of earlier.
Okay.
If somebody mentioned that the credit card company would be on the hook, and they were trying to protect you, they were protecting themselves. But if it is a debit card through a credit union, let's say, then they might be protecting you because you're liable for the whole amount if they drain your account.
Some banks, yes, some banks offer protection for theft, fraudulent theft in that vein as well. Some do, some don't. You're right. Well,
okay, I know our credit union doesn't. That's why I just wanted to make that point, but thank you very much. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to break, and then when we come back, I'm going to see if maybe we can work out a solution to this that doesn't cause you and I aggravation and embarrassment. The phone number, of course, is 888-455-1360. I'm Seth Mulas, sitting in for Mr. Jerry Bader, and we will be back in mere moments. Don't go anywhere. We got ideas. We got ways to solve problems.
Jerry Bader Show.